Obviously, tough couple of days for Andrew Symons, his family and friends, and yeah, obviously extremely sad. So that was obviously my reason for not being here yesterday. I just wanted to take a bit of time and reach out to a few people as well. And yeah, really tough. Just don't know what's going on with cricket at the moment. It's just
outrageous,
devastating. Been a horrible few months. But yeah, I think these are the times you grab your family, your friends, and cherish every day, I guess.
No, exactly right. Just an extraordinary 12 months when you, well, not even 12 months, when you go back to the great Dean Jones, of course, as well. Rod Marsh, the great Shane Warne, and now Andrew Symons at the age of 46. You know, someone obviously, particularly in the early part of your career, you played a lot of cricket with and spent a lot of time with Clarkie, and can't believe it. But you know, your heart just goes out to his two young kids and his wife as well.
Very tight with his kids as well. I think that was the one thing about Simo. He's always going to be an amazing father. Again, we were so opposite in so many ways. Like, the laughing joke in our team was like complete city boy me, complete country boy him, yet we built an amazing connection. You know, we did things that I never thought I'd ever experience and wasn't comfortable doing, but with him he made me feel comfortable. You know, I remember we did a Winnebago trip from Sydney. We hired a Winnebago in Sydney to drive to Brisbane, and then we flew up north to Esmeralda. We had 2 weeks. So my job as a city boy was to organise the city trip, the start in Sydney, where we're going to stop along the way to get to Brizzy. And then he organised the back half from Brisbane up to Esmeralda. And talk about out of your comfort zone. We were fishing for barra on these banks where there was crocs everywhere. And, you know, again, no way would I ever do that on my own. But with him, he just made you feel so comfortable. So, yeah, some amazing memories. Obviously, Simo was probably my favourite batsman to bat with in the Australian team. We just had a really good connection. You know, some of the things that we both enjoyed about batting, you know, that running between the wickets, or even how competitive we were at fielding training to try and improve our fielding, you know, brought the best out of me. So very fortunate to have spent so much time with him on and off the field, to have played with him. Probably the most athletic cricketer I played with. Absolute freak of an athlete. Speed, power, you know, watch him dive and take a catch. Great fieldsman as well. So, yeah, a lot of amazing memories, mate. And I think, again, you know, I think I said that about Warnie not too long ago. I think in times like these, and even Hughesy now, you know, you think about him every day, but I think that's the key, to remember all those good times and celebrate those. And yeah, there's days, there's feelings, there's moments, you know, that are extremely sad. And it's hard to believe, you know, of all things, an accident, a car accident as well. Like, I just so hard to comprehend. But yeah, I think when you go through some of those feelings, you got to keep remembering the good times.
Also saw Pup, that former Victorian keeper Darren Berry, he tweeted that Shane Warne had arranged for he and Andrew Symons to be his assistants at the London Spirit for the 100 competition as well this year, which is just an incredible coincidence, isn't it, considering what we've seen occur. And many tributes are being left at the site where Andrew Symons' ute was rolled outside of Townsville there on Saturday night. So lots of tributes there yesterday, seen on the news last night. And I guess, you know, I know there were complications as well in the relationship, but you had so many good times together, didn't you, Pup?
So many amazing memories, yeah, with firstly playing on the field with Simo, and then obviously our friendship off the field as well. We did a lot of stuff together through those years. And again, he was a brilliant teammate. You wanted to play with him. He always enjoyed himself. He was a competitor. You know, whether it was touch footy at training or fielding session at training, he loved winning and he loved competing. You know, so he was a great teammate to have. There's no doubt about it. And then that obviously for him and I become the same off the field. We very different in a number of ways. Again, like I said earlier, it was sort of, I was a complete city boy and he was the country boy, and he took me into environments and places and through experiences that I never would have done without him. So yeah, for me, so many amazing memories. And an awesome teammate to play alongside, no doubt about it. So yeah, really feel for you know, his family, particularly two young kids and his partner, and obviously his friends as well at this stage. Extremely sad. Such a shocking accident. And yeah, like I say, just the last few months has just been horrible for the cricketing world, to be honest. To lose so many brilliant people so quickly is, yeah, devastating.
I know he had a love of rugby league, and there was time there they were talking about him going to play with the Broncos. Did he ever discuss that? Was that ever serious, do you think?
I reckon that was more Simo than anybody. He loved the Broncos and loved Queensland. There was no doubt about it. I don't know what level of footy he played, but yeah, I think he went to a few training sessions. Yeah. And again, he was such a great athlete. Like, we played touch footy at training. It was like State of Origin. He took it so serious. He just loved his footy. But he'd go to games. I think, you know, the rugby league, fishing and cricket was just heaven
for him. You said the same thing about Warnie, didn't you, with the AFL?
Warnie loved his AFL. If they said you got to do the 2K time trial or a beep test, Warnie would laugh at you. Go, no chance. You give him an AFL ball, he'd be running. Everyone would be cooked. Everyone would be so tired at the end of the game. He'd still be down the other end kicking goals and just put an AFL footy in Warnie's hand, and Simo was like that with rugby league. What a coincidence as well. Like, both of them were going to go and coach in that. Well, Warnie was already there. He was already coaching, but he obviously asked Simo and Darren Berry to be his assistant. So, yeah, horrible.
Can you remember the last time you saw him, Pup? Simo?
I saw him at Warnie's funeral.
Oh, Warnie's funeral, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I sat two seats away from at Warnie's funeral.
Mm.
I think again, it's the shock, you know. It's just so quickly, no warning, no time. It just, shame, devastating.